I'd like to gavel in the meeting for the Transportation House Committee for February 14th. And no one has signed up for our first item, which is House Bill 4063. And so we are going to go straight to a work session. There are a couple of announcements I want to make. Number one, we have Representative Witt, who is out sick today, as far as we know, and may not be coming in. So we will try to get through this without him. And we also are in a situation where we do not have some of the fiscals back. And so we are going to be suspending the rules so we can go forward and get some of these work sessions done. And we've gotten the high sign to do that, because it would be too hard for us to gavel in and gavel out with so many other members on other committees who are also trying to get through their work sessions.
Yeah, Madam Chair, can I address that?
Yes, and I'm going to ask that our staff give you just a little more information about that, since we have so many on our agenda.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So, members, committee rule number 15 requires that no measure shall be reported out of committee unless the written legislative council amendments and any fiscal and/or revenue impact statements have been distributed and reviewed by the committee. Because we're waiting on some of those, the procedure here is to suspend the rules. There will be a motion script for that. That is the rule that's being suspended. Two things on that. One is that rule suspension requires 6 votes, 2/3 of a 9-member committee, rather than 5. And second, rule suspension is a non-debatable motion. So once that motion is made, essentially it goes directly to a roll call vote on the motion. So that is the procedure that we'll go through on each of these for the purpose. As I've been in contact with the chief clerk this morning, he confirmed that that this is a procedure that committees often find themselves doing at this point in session. So so that's a procedure. So that motion will not be a debatable motion once it's made, and it'll be made a couple times.
More than a couple. Okay.
4-5
seconds. Yeah. 5 seconds. Okay.
Have you opened a work session on
No, I'm going to do it right now. Okay, at this time, I'm going to open then the work session on House Bill 4063.
Shall I?
Yes.
Okay, Madam Chair, thank you. House Bill 4063, we heard this measure on Monday, the 12th. This is the measure that permits operation of autonomous vehicles on Oregon highways under certain circumstances. As I mentioned, that day we have an amendment that replaces the bill. That amendment is the -6 amendment, which creates a task force on autonomous vehicles consisting of 26 members and supported by the Oregon Department of Transportation. It directs the task force to submit reports to the Legislative Assembly on its findings, including recommendations for legislation by September 15th, 2018 and September 15th, 2019. The measure sunsets on January 2nd, 2021 and has an emergency clause that would take effect upon passage. We're awaiting the fiscal impact statement for this measure. However, it has been the practice of the speaker for the last couple sessions that measures that create task forces, because they have budgetary impacts not just on agencies that are staffing them, but also on the Legislative Assembly, because members who are appointed to the task forces are eligible for per diem for non-legislative day task force meetings, that all task force bills be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means, Madam Chair. So that's where we're at. The revenue impact, for what it's worth, came back. There's no revenue impact on the measure. But we do not have a fiscal impact.
Okay, we do have people in the audience who are here to and could help us if there are any questions on any of these bills, and they have said they're more than willing to do that. So we'll be happy to answer any questions. We don't want you not to feel, let you understand exactly what those amendments are that have been put out there and we have discussed and we have had public hearings on. So at this time,
Madam Chair, I move to adopt the -6 amendment to House Bill 4063.
Thank you. Representative Vile has moved to adopt the House Bill 4063-6 amendment. Is there any discussion? Yes, please. Representative Evans.
Thank you, Chair McClain. I'm going to support the amendment and the underlying bill. despite my significant, severe, and sustained concerns about this whole process in terms of autonomous vehicles. I've had a good conversation with Department of Transportation about issues I hope will be involved in the task force concept, and I want to be clear on the record for legislative intent. If the program moves forward without the option, where possible, where there's a human being involved, where there's not a kill switch or a way for that person to override, then I will do everything in my power to try to kill legislation moving forward. This is a serious issue, especially in the world of cyber technology. I recognize most people involved in this process are working very hard to solve those problems. I want to be clear about that. But this is a non-negotiable issue, and under the 10th Amendment of the Constitution, if we have to fight the feds over this, I'll do it. Because I do not believe that creating a hostage environment in a vehicle moving 60 miles an hour is something any of us really want to get to long term. So I'm going to support it because I understand the task force, but I want to be very clear throughout this process.
Thank you very much. Any other discussion? Seeing no other discussion, is there any objection? If not, the amendment is adopted.
With that, Madam Chair, I move the rules be suspended for the purpose of taking action on House Bill 4063 without having the fiscal impact statement on hand at this time.
Representative Vile has moved that the rule be suspended for the purpose of taking action on House Bill 4063 without the fiscal impact statement on hand. This motion is not debatable, and I'll ask the clerk please to read the rule.
Representative Bonham?
Aye.
Representative Evans?
Yes.
Representative Noble?
Aye.
Representative Salinas?
Aye.
Representative Wilson?
Aye.
Representative Witt?
He is excused.
Vice Chair Meek?
Aye.
Vice Chair Vile?
Aye.
Chair McClain?
Aye. The motion carries and the rules have been suspended.
Okay, Madam Chair, I move House Bill 4063 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that it be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Representative Vile has moved House Bill 4063 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that it be referred to the Ways and Means. Is there any discussion?
Madam Chair, I'd like to just concur with Representative Evans's observations about the serious nature of the autonomous vehicle discussion. I think that the task force and the continued conversation about it is the correct way to go. I remain concerned that until the federal government provides us with clear help in determining what are and what are not safe vehicles, that we're unlikely to be able to find a path to put these vehicles on the road without a human being in the car. But this is a very important topic for us to continue to work on, and therefore I'll be supporting the motion.
Thank you very much. Representative Meek.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I'm also very happy to see that I know that the future is coming, and I do agree with the safety concerns, but I'm also very happy to see that the labor unions and the industries that are going to be affected by this are on the task force because they need to have a voice and understanding to prepare and move forward in the future as these autonomous vehicles become more mainstream. So I'm glad to see that they're on the table, and that's why I'm very supportive of this also.
Thank you very much. I guess I would like to say then, as Chair, if there's no other discussion, that I'm excited that this is going forward with so many parties involved in wanting to be participatory in this process. I also know that we have certain responsibilities that are federal responsibilities with safety guidelines, but that we also have some responsibilities at the state level that deals with licensing, it deals with insurance, and it deals with other elements to make sure that our roads are safe for everyone, pedestrians, bikers, and also people who are not autonomous and actually are driving their own vehicles, and then those that will be driving those autonomous vehicles. So I'm really looking forward to the work that this group has. It's going to be really exciting and important, and we do have to be careful because there are many issues at hand. So thank you very much for your conversation today. If there is no further discussion, I will ask the clerk to read the roll.
Representative Bonham?
Aye.
Representative Evans?
Yes.
Representative Noble?
Aye.
Representative Salinas?
Aye.
Representative Wilson?
Aye.
Representative Witt?
Is excused.
Vice Chair Meek?
Aye.
Vice Chair Vile?
Aye.
Chair McClain?
Aye. The motion passes. Okay, at this time, I'm going to close the work session on House Bill 4063, and I'm going to open a work session, okay, on House Bills 4054. Is that the one you prefer? Okay, on 4054. Mr. Brenner.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. So, House Bill 4054 authorizes the Department of Transportation to enter into an intergovernmental agreement with the City of Portland for the purposes of removing certain personal property from locations within the city's urban growth boundary. We heard this measure on the 7th, which was a week ago today. We have since then received a -4 amendment. The -4 amendment replaces the original measure, and in doing so, it modifies allowable terms of the intergovernmental agreement and also sunsets the measure on January 2nd, 2023. We have not received the fiscal impact on this. It has no revenue impact with the -4 amendment. So we have a script, Madam Chair, to suspend the rules again. If there's any questions about the amendment, I believe the City of Portland is here and can address what the amendment does.
Please come forward, and we're going to make this quick and concise, and we have other members that are leaving for other committees as well. And we thank you for being here today. Good to see you, and please, your name for the record.
Chair McClain, members of the committee, Elizabeth Edwards of the City of Portland, thanks so much for this opportunity. As Patrick highlighted, I was here 1 week ago before you with the -1 amendments. We're now here with the -4. The differences, as a quick reminder, this is about creating a more consistent approach between ODOT and the city for better management and coordination of services for people living outside. The key differences between the -4s and the -1s, the -4s build off of the -1 amendments and add additional sideboards based on feedback from stakeholders. So before cleanup of a campsite could occur, a durable notice must be posted within 30 feet of personal property at least 48 hours in advance. That's the minimum, at least 48 hours. And the notice is only valid for 10 days, so there's a distinct window of time to provide sort of better and clearer notice. Currently in the City of Portland, our posting timelines are 24 hours to 7 days. On ODOT property, it's currently 10 to 19 days, except on those properties which are marked as no trespassing. And on those properties, it's 24 hours. So what this bill will do is actually double the current posting timelines in many instances in the name of creating better consistency across the two jurisdictions. The -4s also spell out what must be included in the posted notice, such as the date the notice is provided and the soonest date at which time personal property could be removed. It'll also say how to access that property and the length of time it will be stored. -4s include requirements for certain protocols to be developed in the intergovernmental agreement around severe weather, as well as impact reduction, things like trash collection. And the -4s mirror language from ORS 203079, where the city could intervene immediately. So certain exceptional emergency circumstances, illegal camping or illegal activities other than camping, possible site contamination by hazardous materials, or immediate danger to human life or safety. The IGA would need to be made available for public comment. And finally, as this is truly an attempt to pilot a better way of working together, a 5-year sunset has been added to the -4s. So these changes were made as the result of some very fast and good faith negotiations. And we hope that we'll be able to come back and show some progress and best practices to then look at a broader conversation.
Thank you very much. And I want to compliment the folks that worked on this, because what we wanted was to make sure that if we were going to do this with one city, that those best practices could be exported out to other communities that have shown that they have interest as well. And so not is it only going to be an opportunity to look at a pilot. There was a sunset on this as well.
Correct.
And that we can use some of that work so that ODOT is not having to basically make these kinds of contracts with 245 different jurisdictions or more, and that they can actually use some of this good work as we go forward. Representative Salinas.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to thank you for bringing the Dash 4 forward. I, you know, really appreciate the sponsors and trying to find a more nuanced approach between ODOT and the City of Portland. And I think if this works well, it could be a good model. And I appreciate that you are thinking about looking at, you know, if there's future displacement, that you'll take another look at this. So thank you so much for working on the Dash 4.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments? Yes, Representative Nobles.
Thank you, Chair. I'm curious, the Dash 1s, from my perspective, or excuse me, the original bill had a lot of sideboards. The Dash 1 seemed much more generic, and now we're back to a lot of sideboards. What's the process? How did that come full circle?
After the hearing last week, we received feedback from leadership and other stakeholders that they wanted to see additional sideboards put back into the bill. And so we worked through a process where when we went back and forth, looked at what some of our best practices are currently within the City of Portland, and sort of what was workable as we enter into this next negotiation, and put those back in.
Just a quick follow-up.
Yes.
I think I understand that. I think the generic Dash 1 is probably more appropriate for statewide. This seems much more specific to ODOT and the City of Portland. So I'm not sure if this would actually be much more than just a pilot project to see if something would work. So I'm a little disappointed that it takes it out of the realm of being able to use in a statewide situation.
You don't have to answer that. That
no,
was a
that's
comment.
My comment. I don't need an answer.
Yeah.
So it's a situation where I'm probably closer to Representative Nobles than not, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And so, but we're working hard to make sure that we can go forward and try to export this out to others, and we're going to work on that. And we've gotten some commitments to do that. So thank you very much. Any other comments or any other questions? If not, could I have a motion, please?
Yes, Madam Chair, I move to adopt the House Bill 4054-4 amendment.
Representative Meek moves to adopt the House Bill 4054-4 amendment. Is there any discussion on this? Is there any objection? Seeing no objection, the amendment is adopted.
Madam Chair, I move the rules be suspended for the purpose of taking action on House Bill 4054 without having the fiscal impact statement on hand at this time.
Representative Meek moves that the rule be suspended for the purpose of taking action on House Bill 4054 without the fiscal impact statement on hand. This motion is not debatable. The clerk will please read the rule.
Representative Bonham?
Aye.
Representative Evans?
Aye.
Representative Noble?
Aye.
Representative Salinas?
Aye.
Representative Wilson?
Aye.
Representative Witt?
Has been excused.
Vice Chair Meek?
Aye.
Vice Chair Vile?
Aye.
Chair McClain?
Aye. The motion carries and rules. The motion carries.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 4054 as amended to the floor with a do pass recommendation.
Is there any discussion on this motion? Is there any questions, any comments? Okay. If not, the clerk will please read the roll.
Representative Bonham?
Aye.
Representative Evans?
Aye.
Representative Noble?
Aye.
Representative Salinas?
Aye.
Representative Wilson?
Aye.
Representative Witt?
Has been excused.
Vice Chair Meek?
Aye.
Vice Chair
Vile?
Aye.
Chair McClain?
Aye. The motion passes.
So, Madam Chair, sign a carrier to that. Is that okay?
For this one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So.
Representative Reardon?
Yeah, Representative
Reardon should carry it. Okay, we're going to have Representative Reardon carry it as his bill.
Gotcha.
Thank you. Okay, at this time, I'm going to close the work session on House Bill 4054, and I'm going to open a work session on House Bill, 4092.
House Bill 4092, we heard this measure on the 9th, and we also took testimony on Monday on this measure as well, Madam Chair. This House Bill 4092 establishes standards for the expansion of state airports on land zoned for exclusive farm use, specifically the Aurora Airport. We have in our possession the Dash 4 Amendment. The Dash 4 Amendment modifies provisions regarding what may be included as part of a runway extension project, specifies that the airport may expand its runway area with authorization of both the Department of Aviation and the county in which it's located, directs local planning bodies to approve extension unless the project will cause significant impacts on existing farm practices or to public health, safety, or welfare of individuals living or residing in the area. The amendment directs local governments to amend their comprehensive plans and land use regulations as appropriate to conform the provisions of the measure. It also directs the Department of Oregon, Oregon Homeland Security Council, Madam Chair, to consider State Airport to be a critical emergency preparedness, response, recovery, and resiliency platform and to prioritize state airports for resiliency of investments. We received this amendment late yesterday evening. It was posted to OLIS last night at about 6:15. I believe that Representative Lewis is in the room. If the committee has any questions on the amendment or on the bill itself, Madam Chair, we do not have, as a result of its late arrival, we do not have a fiscal or revenue impact statement. So we have the script calls for rule suspension on this as well, Madam Chair.
Okay. So are there, there are some folks in the audience that would be happy, I'm sure, to come up and talk about the amendment. But at this time, I think we're going to go ahead and suspend the rules, get that out of the way, and then and we'll have a conversation from there.
Adopt the amendment.
Adopt the
we're going to adopt the amendment first.
Madam Chair, I move to adopt the House Bill 4092-4 amendment.
Representative Meek moves to adopt the House Bill 4092-4 amendment. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing no objection, the amendment is adopted.
Madam Chair, I move the rules be suspended for the purpose of taking action on House Bill 4092 without having the fiscal and revenue impact revenue statement on hand at this time.
Representative Meek moves that the rules be suspended for the purpose of taking action on House Bill 4063, excuse me, House Bill 4092. Okay, without the fiscal and revenue statement on hand. This motion is not debatable, and the clerk, will you please read the roll?
Representative Bonham?
Aye.
Representative Evans?
Aye.
Representative Noble?
Aye.
Representative Salinas?
Aye.
Representative Wilson?
Aye.
Representative Witt?
Is excused.
Vice Chair Meek?
Aye.
Vice Chair Vile?
Aye.
Chair McClain?
Aye. The motion carries and the rules have been suspended.
A question on this one here. Are we actually going to adopt it with a two pass or are we just going to refer it to?
Yeah, I'm going to just.
Did you want to do it?
She did.
I need to make either one works. Right now, there has been the amendment is a land use, you know, connected amendment. And there has, since many of you had left the building before this amendment had even been posted, and since we haven't had time to discuss, and I haven't even had time to ask our LC for some actual clarifications on that amendment, I have gotten permission to send this bill, 4092, to rules. And I feel like that is the most responsible thing to do at this time so that all of our membership has an opportunity, this committee and the rest of our, you know, of our fellow legislators have a chance to really know what they're voting on. And so I really appreciate everybody being here today. I really appreciate the speaker's willingness to let it go to rules. And I feel like that's the most responsible thing to do. So, Patrick, what do you want to?
Oh, so Madam Chair, just
yes.
If we can take a moment. So we're going to take a moment.
Yeah, okay. Ready?
Yes.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 4092 as amended to the floor without recommendation and be referred to the Committee on Rules.
Okay. The motion before us is sending House Bill 4092 to the floor without recommendation and to send it to the Committee on Rules. Is there any discussion?
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I'm going to support the motion. However, I want to make it really clear on the record that my vote is not a qualified vote. It is recommending that this pass. We have a situation with an airport that's long awaited an improvement that's really important for the region, for the state, and I believe that it's a critical piece of our transportation infrastructure that needs attention. I believe that the amendment, which allows the county to essentially operate within a conditional use permit kind of environment, thus allowing it to put conditions on the eventual development relative to the use of the roadways there, the surrounding farming activities, et cetera, is more than sufficient to ensure that we have adequate public process in putting this through. But I do want to make it clear that my vote is not an ambivalent vote. I urge the body to pursue and take care of this. Thank you.
Okay. Representative Salinas.
Madam Chair, thank you, and thank you for moving this to rules. I know that when I saw the amendment last night, I was not comfortable. I thought it looked a little bit better, but I still need to figure out what this actually does. And I do have concerns with circumventing some of the current processes we have in place and the larger implications this could have. But thank you.
Okay, any other discussion? All right. I want to say this was the hardest thing I've had to do so far as a chair, and I really do believe that carrying it forward so we can have a full discussion about what's in front of us is important. And I appreciate the comments of both Representative Vial and Representative Salinas, but that's the reason it's going to rules. Thank you. Okay, would you please like to call the roll?
Representative Bonham?
Aye.
Representative Evans?
Yes.
Representative Noble?
Yes.
Representative Salinas?
Aye.
Representative Wilson?
Aye.
Representative Witt?
Is excused.
Vice Chair Meek?
Aye.
Vice Chair Vial?
Aye.
Chairman Plank?
Aye. The motion passes. Okay, so now. All right, so I've got 4099. Okay. At this time, I'm going to close the hearing on 4092, and I am going to open the hearing. I'm going to open the hearing on House Bill 4099. This time, could I have a motion?
Do you want me to give
oh, yes, notes? I'm sorry.
Thank
this
you.
Is what, yeah, this is first.
So, Madam Chair, House Bill 4099 was first heard by this committee on Monday the 12th. It prohibits persons from operating motorboats with wake-enhancing devices. And I should dispense with the rest of that because what we have before us is the Dash 1 Amendment, which we had on Monday, Madam Chair. The Dash 1 Amendment replaces the original measure and instead creates a task force on motorboat water sport and recreational activities consisting of 10 members and staff by the Oregon State Marine Board. It directs the task force to study conflicts between motorboat users, shoreline property owners, and other river recreators. It sunsets the task force on December 31st, 2019, and takes effect on the 91st day following adjournment sine die. This measure, we have not received the fiscal impact on the measure with the Dash 1. We have received a statement of no revenue impact. This measure came to this committee, Madam Chair, with a referral to the Committee on Ways and Means, as it is now a task force bill with the Dash 1. Should the committee adopt that, it would, as mentioned with the previous bill, would necessitate Ways and Means referral regardless. So this measure already has a Ways and Means referral, so that would be where the committee would be sending it should it fold the bill out of committee, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Are there any questions? We're okay on that, and we do have people in the audience too. If not,
Madam Chair, I just want to make sure we've opened a work session on this matter. Is that correct?
I did.
Okay. Madam Chair, I move to adopt House Bill 4099-1 amendment.
Representative Vial has moved to adopt House Bill 4099 with a Dash 1 amendment. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? If not, the amendment is adopted.
Madam Chair, I move the rules be suspended for the purpose of taking action on House Bill 4099 without having the fiscal impact statement on hand at this time.
Representative Vial moves that the rule be suspended for the purpose of taking action on House Bill 4099 without the fiscal impact statement on hand. This motion is not debatable. Would the clerk please read the rule? How about call the roll?
Representative Bonham.
Yes.
Representative Evans.
Yes.
Representative Noble.
Yes.
Representative Salinas.
Aye.
Representative Wilson.
Aye.
Representative Witt.
He is excused.
Vice Chair Meek.
Aye.
Vice Chair Vile.
Aye.
Chair McLean.
Aye. The motion carries and the rules have been suspended.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 4099 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the measure be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference.
Thank you. Representative Vile moves House Bill 4099 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and be referred to Ways and Means. Is there any discussion? Representative Noble.
Well, thank you, Chair. I'm happy to see this move into the task force realm and would strongly urge the inclusion of the OSU WAVE Research Laboratory as a possible consultant to see if there's something they could provide with regard to the action of waves, the energy of waves. They've been in business for quite a while studying that and may provide prove helpful.
Thank you very much. Representative Salinas.
Like Representative Noble, I noticed the absence of DEQ as a consultant as well, and I know they have hydrologists that can probably speak to erosion and those other things. I wouldn't want to add it to the bill, but if they could also be used as consultants, that would be helpful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good ideas. Any other comments or discussion?
Before I forget, Madam Chair, I just want to put on the record that it's my sense that the lack of fiscal on these bills, this one and all the other bills that we've been dealing with today, has nothing to do with politics or anything other than the fact that we have overburdened our staff. They're having difficulty getting these fiscal statements back out to us. It's got nothing to do with the bills themselves.
Right. Okay, thank you very much for that comment. So is there any more discussion? If there's no further discussion, will the clerk call the roll?
Representative Bonham?
Yes.
Representative Evans?
Yeah.
Representative Noble?
Aye.
Representative Salinas?
Aye.
Representative Wilson?
Aye.
Representative Witt?
Excuse me. He is excused.
Vice Chair Meek?
Aye.
Vice Chair Vile?
Aye.
Chair McLean.
Aye. The motion passes. I'm going to close the hearing on House Bill 4099. On House Bill 4099. And we are going to open a hearing on House Bill 4130.
Hearing a work session. A work session.
And it's going to be a work session. Thank you.
All right, Madam Chair, House Bill 4130. We heard this bill last week on February 7th. This is the measure that establishes a grant program under which the Department of Education awards grants to school districts for a percentage of certain student transportation costs for which the school district does not receive any amount in distributions from the state school fund. The measure has an effective date of July 1st of this year. This measure came to the committee with a subsequent referral to the Committee on Ways and Means because it has an allocation included. As a result, we have received a statement of a fiscal light impact statement, which is what it's called. Essentially, it's a hall pass, an indication that legislative fiscal office will do additional fiscal analysis once it is received by the Ways and Means Committee. We also have a statement of no revenue impact, which means, and no amendment, Madam Chair, which means this bill is ready to go, no rule suspension required.
Thank you very much. If we could have a motion.
Thank you. Chair McLean, I move House Bill 4130 to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference.
Representative Meek moves House Bill 4130 to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that it be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference. Is there any discussion? Yes, Representative Wilson.
Yeah, Madam Chair, thank you. I think it should be noted that if my math is correct and my reading of the calendar is correct, the $250,000 mentioned in this bill will be for 1 year only. And you can bet that when we move to the long session, the next biennium in 19, that the ask will double. Because again, this $250,000 in this bill is only going to be for the remainder of this biennium. So again, I fully expect the ask to be $500,000 next time around. if it's going to last for the biennium.
Thank you very much. At this time, are there any more comments or discussion or questions on this bill? Seeing no further discussion, will the clerk call the roll?
Representative Bonham.
Aye.
Representative Evans.
Aye.
Representative Noble.
Aye.
Representative Salinas.
Aye.
Representative Wilson.
Aye.
Representative Witt.
Is excused.
Vice Chair Meek.
Aye.
Vice Chair Vial.
Aye.
Chair McClain.
Aye. The motion passes. I'm going to close the work session on House Bill 4130, and we're going to open a work session on House Bill 4138.
All right, Madam Chair. So, House Bill 4138, we heard this bill. We heard this bill on Monday, Madam Chair, on the 12th. This is the measure that authorizes the State Marine Board to make special regulations at the request of the Department of State Lands relating to the operation of motorboats to minimize and prevent erosion. It would take effect on the 91st day following adjournment sine die. We have no amendments and have not received amendments at any point on this measure. We also have not received the fiscal impact statement, although there is a statement of no revenue impact that has been received, Madam Chair. So that is where we're at on this one.
So do we need then to suspend the rules?
Yeah, the script has that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for clarifying that. I do want to say one thing about this bill, and I'll do that at the appropriate time. So if I could have a motion.
Madam Chair, I move the rules be suspended for the purpose of taking action on House Bill 4138 without having the fiscal impact statement on hand at this time.
Representative Vial moves that the rules be suspended for the purpose of taking action on House Bill 4138 without the fiscal impact statement on hand. The motion is not debatable. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Representative Bonham.
Yes.
Representative Evans.
Aye.
Representative Noble.
Aye.
Representative Salinas.
Aye.
Representative Wilson.
Aye.
Representative Witt.
Is excused.
Vice Chair Meek.
Aye.
Vice Chair Vial.
Aye.
Chair McClain.
Aye. The motion carries and the rules have been suspended.
Do you want me to make the motion, Madam Chair, or did you have something that you needed to say?
No, not till we get into this part.
All righty. Madam Chair, I move House Bill 4138 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Vial moves House Bill 4138 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there a discussion? Yes, Representative Wilson.
Yes, Madam Chair, thank you. I am going to give this a courtesy vote to move it out of committee today, but I am a little reticent about a couple of things. One of those is giving the State Marine Board input on erosion, even though at the request of Department of State Lands, it just looks to me like another way that the bureaucracy could perhaps grow and citizens' voices not be heard as I would like them to be heard. I think that's probably my largest issue with. I don't fully understand how this works in concert with the bill we just passed, the task force bill, the motorboat task force 4099. I don't think that's plain enough for my satisfaction at this point, but I will give it a courtesy vote out of committee, reserving the right to vote differently when it makes it to the floor.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Representative Barr.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Representative Wilson, for that. I appreciate the willingness to help us move this along. I will tell you that my sense is that the Marine Board has been saying that taking into account erosion in developing their rules is not something that they felt like they had the power to do. And so the primary purpose of this bill was just simply to indicate to the Marine Board that that was within their purview, as well as all other conditions and aspects that might be important in determining what appropriate rules should be. Thank you.
Representative Salinas?
Yes. First, I want to thank Representative Vial and Representative Kennemer for working on this issue. I do think clearly there's something here. And so with 4099, I'm happy that we're going to look at it a little bit further. But given that the Marine Board indicated they don't actually have the expertise to determine causes of this, I would like for this to be explored further. So I'll be a no on this bill.
Representative Meek?
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Representative Salinas, because that, and then Representative Wilson. My concern is too that I feel the movement with House Bill 49, as amended, with setting up the task force, is going to allow more research and development to be heard, so we can understand more clearly what the issue is and if it can be mitigated. And so I almost feel this is putting the cart before the horse, and I don't necessarily agree that we do this at this time. So, Representative Vile, I appreciate your work, and Representative Kennemer, but I will be a no on this also.
Is there any other discussion? Well, I'd like to say also that I had a really hard time with this one as well, and some of the reasons that I had a hard time with it was because we're in the middle of rulemaking with the Marine Board. And they're expected to have their work done by September. And also, there was an advisory committee that actually advised that particular group. And I guess there were only 10 people on it from the testimony that we heard. But there were some decisions that were made at that committee. Some of them, you know, they were not, it was a consensus building advisory committee. So it sounds like that everybody has to vote one way or it doesn't go. And so there was a little bit of conversation there. I finally think I can get to a yes vote to go forward because it's permissive. It says may. It does not say shall. It does not say will. It says may. And they have all of their processes in place. So my yes vote is we have an agency, we have a process, and I think we should use it. So the no votes, really, in my personal analysis, I'm giving it the yes because I think we have people there that can do the job. And I think we've done the best we can giving the public a hearing. And we spent 2 hours and we listened to everybody that came to talk to us. And I think they still have open pathways for their conversation to go forward. So any other discussion on this particular item? If not, will the clerk please call the roll?
Representative Bono.
Aye.
Representative Evans.
Aye.
Representative Noble.
Aye.
Representative Salinas.
No.
Representative Wilson.
Aye.
Representative Witt.
Is excused.
Vice Chair Meek.
No.
Vice Chair Vile.
Aye.
Chair McLean.
Aye. The motion passes. We only need a 5 on that one. Okay.
Yes. Kennemer carry that bill?
Oh, yes, he certainly can. Mr. Kennemer will, Representative Kennemer will carry the bill. Okay. We did it. Okay. I want to thank you guys for sticking with us on that, and I'm sorry we didn't get all those fiscals, but I really do believe that Vice Chair Vile hit it right on the head, and that was that we had our staff overwhelmed with work. And so it's important for us to get this work out the door today, and it's important for us to get some of them down to Ways and Means. We'll have a thorough discussion on some of the paperwork that we do not have in hand.
Madam Chair, I think Monday we will have Senate bills.
On Monday, our staff is telling me that we should have Senate bills. So if they did their job today, we'll get those bills and we'll let you know what's on the docket. So thank you very much, and the meeting for today is adjourned.
Thank you. No meeting Friday. As a